Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. President Biden announced his proposed $5.8 trillion budget for the 2023 fiscal year, and now the Congress will begin work to change, add, and subtract from that budget. As always, it is a long and difficult road to get it passed. The president wants to increase the Department of Agriculture spending by 9%. That'll give us $2.6 billion more than budgeted for this year. His priority is to fill staffing shortages, fund nutrition programs, and climate issues. Speaking of conservation, the American Farm Bureau and other ag organizations are urging Congress to allow farmers that have acres in the Conservation Reserve Program to plant crops on that land. The European Union has already opened the door for their farmers to crop their conservation land. And with the war in Ukraine, no one knows how much corn or wheat we will have to harvest this year. Also, with the sanctions placed on Russia, they probably will not be able to export as much grain as they usually do. I didn't know this, but Russia is the world's largest manufacturer of fertilizer. China is number two, and since the war started, Russian fertilizer exports have fallen sharply. Fertilizer prices have gone up three or four times higher than they were. There's always talk in farm country about cutting back on how much fertilizer to use to save money. Well, less fertilizer could mean less grain, too. If we don't produce enough food, food prices will skyrocket. They are already at a record high level now. I don't expect food prices to come down. It's not just the shocking increase in the cost of fertilizer. What about gas and oil for our tractors and trucks and other machinery? I know there are some ignorant people that might say, well, we don't need artificial fertilizer. Just go organic. Well, we could do that, and then our yield would dive by 20 or 30%. With the war in Ukraine, rising inflation, and supply chain interruptions, we're going to see a food crisis. There will be starvation in some poor countries and acute malnutrition in others. I know our farmers and ranchers will do the best they can, but it won't be easy. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.